No playing favorites by feeding gravy work to a few pet techs like the dealers.
Oh! Ow! Ow! Got him!
Welcome back to the Flat Rate Tech Podcast. Missed last week because guess what? I'm busy. Had shit to do. Today, I'm actually recording this Sunday night. Probably not going to edit it tonight, so it might be out late Monday. Because we got shit to do. Just like you, I have shit to do. First off, a listener emailed me and said he wrote into All Data a few months ago and proved to them that they were low on a job, that he sent them the times, pictures of the factory times, factory warranty times, their times, All Data's times, and showed them the difference, which was a couple hours different. And they wrote back and said they were going to look into it and change it and fix it. And guess what? Just like your manager, nothing's changed. How about that? So, last episode, I talked a little bit about job ads. Today, I'm going to read some job ads. And I've been reading job ads, and the site I use is Indeed. I don't have to give them my fucking information. So, I like it. Not that it's hard to find a job as a mechanic. You can pretty much just go into any shop and talk to them and get hired, unless you're a piece of shit that everybody knows that you're a piece of shit. And your name is ruined because you're a piece of shit. And everybody talks, and we all know that. We already talked about that. Maybe we'll dive deeper into that later. But for now, I want to read some job ads until I get bored, then I'll shit on them. So like I said, me personally, I've been browsing job ads myself. And I did an episode way back in the day on some really shitty ones and a really good one where the shop had its own private chef. And that shop is local to me, and I still never went there to check it out, not that I want to work there, because they work on shit that I don't want nothing to do with, but just to check it out, you know? Maybe see if it's true, but your boy's lazy, and he has a life. So, I never went and looked at it, never checked on it. I read some independent shop ads, and some of them say that they were former dealer techs that got tired of the BS and opened their own shop. And if you're tired of that shit, come here. We get it. Hopefully those techs took some fucking classes in business management and graduated, and they're not the only technician in their shop. Hopefully. If I opened my own shop, I wouldn't be the one doing the business shit. That'd be my wife, because she's smart. I'm not. Obviously. I'd be the one working in the shop and doing advertising and shit like that. So basically, if I were to quit working for people and open my own shop like everybody wants to, I'd basically would be working for my wife. So, basically. Alright, anyways, here's the first job ad that I found that was interesting to me. And I also noticed that a lot of them are starting out like this. So here we go. Here's the title. Automotive Technician. Unlimited Hours. Family Shop. This is in Colorado. I'll tell you specifically. Centennial. I don't fucking know how you pronounce it. Alright, benefits. 401k, 401 matching, dental, employee discount. Ooh, you get an employee discount. We'll get into that later. Health insurance, PTO, paid training, vision insurance. Here's their job description, full job description. Do you want to be valued and appreciated? Are you tired of drama, broken promises, and the lack of work-life balance? Our family-founded shop will change the way you view your career in the automotive repair industry. Any shop can fix cars, but how many shops treat their people right? We are highly successful because we put people first. That means our customers are loyal, our bays are always full, and our technicians can flag as many hours as they want. Then it says, we've been in the car repair, and then it has car repairs scratched out. People business for over 20 years. We have multiple locations throughout Colorado, and we're expanding fast. We currently have a rare opening at our Colorado location. Sentinel. Whatever the fuck that means. Then I kind of mixed it up here. It says, I mixed it up. What we offer. Here it is. Unlimited hours earned based on your skill and determination. B technicians can earn $75,000 or more. A technicians can earn $125,000 or more. Employee equity. When we profit, you profit. No nights and weekends ever. Health, dental, paid time off, tool insurance, employee discounts, whatever. You'll also get to work in a modern, clean, well-ventilated, lit shop, stocked with the latest tools and technology. We give you everything you need to succeed, including loyal customers who trust our brand and service advisors who know their stuff. Now, that's a lot of fucking reading for a tard like me, dude. I'm out of breath. It doesn't help the fact that I just fucking wolfed down some chicken, dude. And worked out. How about that? But that's not a bad job ad. But what I do not like that stood right out to me is the earn unlimited hours. I would take that shit right the fuck out of there. I'd say something like, we're a busy shop with talented advisors that can keep you working as soon as you clock in till you clock out. Some shit like that. Unlimited hours just sounds arrogant to me. Because that sounds like what they tell you when you sit down in the interview. Oh, you can earn unlimited hours. So they're already fucking lying to you. But other than that, I like it. I mean, just think. The first week a tech starts there, and day one, he has no work to do. You lied. He's going to spread that lie to everybody he knows. Now, if you do got all the work, then he'll spread the truth. But I still wouldn't lead with that statement. That's fucking stupid. That's my opinion, and hey, I'm just a tech, right? Just a technician. But just like me, other techs out there are reading these, thinking the same shit that I'm thinking, but I'm the one telling you, so change it. Fix it. Here's another one. Now these are, if you can't already tell, these are independent shops, or chains, I don't fucking know. But they're not dealerships. Dealerships are even worse. But anyways, here's another one. This is in Colorado again. Now hiring. This is the this is the title, okay? Now I've seen this same title in different states, different job ads for the same, you know, automotive mechanic. But here we go. Now hiring burned out, unappreciated automotive technicians. Colorado. 65 to 120 a year, full time. All right, here's a job ad description. Now I know, it says, I know you've seen our ads before. If you're reading this, I know how hard it is to take that leap and make the chance. I know how hard it is to take that leap and take the chance on applying. I want to make it easy for you. My name is blah, blah, blah. I own this garage. I just want to be real with you for a minute. All right, here we go. Here's the crying out. I know what it's like to feel unappreciated as a great technician or service advisor. I know how it feels not to have my voice heard, to work with broken or no shop tools, to feel like nothing I do matters. I was that employee for a long time. Our company was started 11 years ago after waking up at a job where I was not appreciated. From that moment on, I vowed to change the industry. Oh, look at that. To treat everyone that worked at my shop with respect. to make sure we bought every piece of equipment and tool needed to help the tech get the job done. Most importantly, to always show appreciation and be the place everyone wanted to work at. That's what every technician did. I remember back in the day, we were sitting around at the shop and they were saying, what would you do if you bought if you won the lottery? One of the techs said, I'd buy a dealership. And he basically said this exact fucking statement that this guy's saying on here. I'd make a shop, I'd buy a dealership, and I'd make it to where every tech wanted to work there. $100 an hour. No weekends. Just gravy work. Oh, God. These people are... Fuck, man. This is just another fucking game. Experience level, 5 years. Schedule, Monday to Friday. High school. Auto repair, 2 years preferred. And driver's license. Oh, it goes on. My notes are a little fucked up. So after he said to be the place everybody wanted to work at, it says, are we perfect? No. But we're a heck of a lot better than most. We are growing fast. Currently, we're working on opening our fifth location. We need to add technicians and a service advisor who want to grow with us to keep up with this growth. Yeah, numbers. So, why all this fancy life story in an ad? Because when you apply, I want you to know what kind of owner and positive company mindset you'll be working with. You have never read a job... fucking says this. You have never read a job ad like this. If I put this much passion and transparency in a job description, just think of what it's like to work here. Take a chance and put your best foot forward and apply today. I pay very well. Contribute towards your health benefits. Have company paid chiropractic care. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Paid vacation. Contribute a matching 3% towards a retirement 401k for you. Never open on weekends. Pay for certifications. If you want to be a part of a company that puts their people first, you found the right place. Get in touch. We'd love to chat. Come on, man. You're trying too hard. Why are you trying so fucking hard? You're trying way too hard. Let me tell you something. I kind of like this ad. But you don't want to hire burned out techs, okay? This ad is going to get you a traveling hack. I'd take the burned out portion of the title out. Maybe put, you know what? Change it all. And just be fucking real, dude. Put now hiring techs that are tired of working for corporations and being just a fucking number. That's the title you should use. And you can use that. I'm allowing you to use that title. That will get you attention. Because that's the techs you want. You want factory-trained technicians from all different brands to come and work together and make bags. Make you bags. Keep it simple and real, dude. Otherwise, you're going to get the traveling hacks. That been to all the local dealers already. And now, off to the independent shops. Go there and hack up your fucking cars and destroy your fucking income. All right, I got another one. This one is in Arizona. And it's a dealership. Let's see what the dealership's got to say about the numbers. All right. My shit's all mixed up. Where's the title at? Oh, my God. I didn't even put the fucking title of it on here. Okay, here it is. It just says, All right, the title on this one says automotive technician slash mechanic. They can't decide what you want to be called, so they call you both. Instantly, responsibilities, qualifications. Hold on, I got it mixed up. All right, full job description. Has up to a $12,000 sign-on bonuses for automotive technicians who join their team. Sign-on bonus available amount is based on skill level and training. Certification for this specific brand is a plus. It's a plus, it's just a plus. The technician services vehicles as assigned by management following all established standards and procedures and power of the pen and must have experience in automotive repair. We're looking for technicians that specialize in trim work, electricity, and AC. Looking for long-term employees that fit the teamwork we have. Looking for long-term employees that fit the teamwork group we have now. Lots and... What? Did I write this? Looking for long-term employees that fit the teamwork group we have now, comma, lots of work and growing daily. We deliver the highest quality service while maintaining the highest level of customer... I'll fucking say that, dude. The ideal candidate has a high school diploma or GED... and at least 2 years experience in automotive training and or experience with automotive repair, a plus. Benefits. Oh, this one. Pay $50,000 to $200,000 per year. Okay, bet. 401k, employee discount. Health insurance, paid training, professional development assistance. Now let me tell you that. Professional development assistance. When they say that, that means they will get you training. That's it. Training to be a master technician so they can have the amount of master technicians they need for each store so they can do warranty work. Stores have even kept on people to take tests. You've heard it before. Just to have a certified technician saying that the dealership is certified so they can do warranty work. It's all a number game. They're not going to... They're not going to assist you in becoming a general manager or even a service director. Maybe, just maybe an advisor. Is that a step up from a technician? I don't know. I know advisors that make fucking heavy bags. But, you know, us technicians don't want to deal with the shit that they deal with. But, I mean, first off... Let's get into this one a little bit. All right? First off, explain how the $12,000 sign-on bonus works. Okay? Is it up front every 3 months? You get a portion of it paid out? Explain that in the ad and be up front with it. And most importantly, to anybody, any manager, shop owner, dealership, most importantly... when you do offer a sign-on bonus, this goes for everybody, all right? If you're willing to offer a sign-on bonus to a new hire that you know nothing about, what have you done for the technicians you have now? The technicians you have now see your job ads and see you offering a $12,000, $20,000, dollar sign-on bonus to new hires, and they're literally thinking that's fucking bullshit. That's what we think when we see that shit. Especially when shop equipment needs repaired and you've done nothing about it. Or it's slow in the shop and the techs are struggling for work, struggling to make hours, and you're up there posting on the internet that you're going to give somebody $12,000 to come and work next to them. Don't offer a sign-on bonus to anyone unless you're going to give it to the techs you have now that have been working there for you, have loyalty. Fucking pay them, dude. Have a loyalty bonus. Pay them every 3-6 months a bonus for staying there. If you did that, they wouldn't get so pissed off when you go offering a sign-on bonus. That's fucking bullshit, dude. You're a fucking manager. Imagine you seeing an ad for a manager for the shop that you're managing. Because there's somebody above you. And they say, we need a new service director. Sign-on bonus, $50,000. They're going to pay somebody $50,000 to take your job from you. I took the jobs! How would you feel about that, fucking jackass? Then it says from $50,000 to $200,000 a year for pay, but doesn't mention if it's flat rate or hourly. Why not just put zero to a million for the pay? Because you could possibly make $1 million a year as a tech, right? Power of the pen. Anything's possible, right? We make that shop about that much every year, each of us. I don't know, you do the fucking math. Shop charges $300 an hour. You make 40 hours. You get 40 of it, 50 of it. They make the rest. It goes to bills and it goes to your insurance and fuck you. Whatever, dude. You got 35 technicians crushing hours. I don't know. I'm getting pissed already. I want a shop to email me and advertise on this podcast for technicians. Please, I'll give you a discount. You can reach thousands of technicians. Email me. First one's half off. Hey, dude. I'll do the first one half off, all right? I want to help you, but I don't work for free, all right? I got some ideas that can help you. You know? And I also got some ideas for my website. But I need some bags, dude. Selling ads will make me some bags, and then I can do what I want to do. I want to have guests back on here, but I need to sign up for some bullshit-ass account that costs bags. I want to get new equipment to have better podcasts. Cost bags. Maybe even do some video podcasts, but we'll see. This podcast has to pay for itself, is what I'm saying, all right? Patreon did a lot. I mean, I paid off one of my fucking cars, all right? But I stopped that. Even though I've been thinking about doing it again. Maybe even just doing it on there and unleashing the realest shit you ever fucking heard. But I don't want to have to make people pay to listen. I wouldn't. I'd pay for extra shit like I did on Patreon, but not just listen to a regular podcast. That's some bullshit. But who knows? I'm all over the place, dude. I don't know what I'm going to do next. But I do have I got a lot of ideas. It costs money and time is money. So email me if you want to have your job advertised on here. I'll make a chart for the actual cost for advertising or some shit like that if people actually want to. But, you know, I'm going to have some questions for you. I'm not just going to send listeners to some fucking shithole shop. Some guy crying saying, I really need technicians. I'll treat you well. I'll treat you like you want to be treated. I've had a couple people want to advertise on here with some bullshit. And they asked me how much. And I told them $2,000 an episode for 30 seconds. And they never wrote back. I did that because their shit was dumb. Okay? I also had people coming on the podcast wanting to spread their stupid messages. Told them, hey, $2,000 an episode, dude. Never write me back. That's fine. I don't want people coming on here wasting y'all's time and my time. I gotta fucking sit through this shit. You know what I'm saying? Y'all gotta sit. You don't have to sit through it. You can end it right now. But when I'm recording with somebody, I gotta fucking sit there and listen to it. Then I gotta fucking edit it. I got real motherfuckers that listen to this podcast and don't want to be annoyed by some jackass talking about how they went from this to this and how you can too. Fuck off with that shit, you know? Whatever. Anyways, more job ads. All right. This one here just blows my fucking mind. It's a dealership in Kansas. Let me read it word for word for you if I can. All right. It's a Toyota dealership. Experienced technician, paid health care. $60,000 to $90,000 a year. Benefits, 401k, employee discount, and health insurance. Full job description, responsible for identifying necessary vehicle service and performing the repair, service and or maintenance work. Supervisory responsibilities. This job has no direct supervisory. Essential duties. Examine vehicles. Identify necessary vehicle repairs and maintenance. Estimate cost of repairs. Perform repairs. Document whatever. Follows dealership and manufacturer's service guidelines. Maintain CSI. Qualifications. To perform this job successfully, an individual must be able to perform each essential duty satisfactorily. The requirements listed below are representative of the knowledge, skill, and/or abilities required. Reasonable accommodations may be made to enable individuals with medical conditions to perform. This is some fucking corporate shit. Field of study, work experience, accounting, automotive business, desired work experience up to 3 to 5 years. Education, experience, previous experience in automotive repair. This is boring as fuck, dude. Let me skip through this bullshit. Physical demands, verbal and writing ability, math ability, reasoning ability, ability to apply common sense, understanding to carry out instructions, ability to deal with standardized situations, core values. Pays 60 to 90. Experience level 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, 6 years. I mean, at any point when I read this disappointing fucking job ad, did you hear what they had to offer you to come there? A multi-million dollar company with a fucking job ad like this is disappointing. It's a major failure on their part. Probably had a nephew working for them and had them make job ads or some shit. Let me just copy and paste this. If I'm a dealership tech, and if I was looking for a job and read this, this job ad would instantly turn me away. This is an obvious company that doesn't give a shit about anything but numbers. They just talk about how you need to have a passion for winning. Accountability at all levels. Commitment to continuous improvement. Not one point here do they say what they offer you except 401k, employee discount, and health insurance. Who doesn't fucking offer that? 401k. The second is employee discount. What the fuck, dude? That means if you're a tech and you want to work on your own car, they'll cut the labor time in half. Even though you are the labor and it's your car, you still have to pay. That's what that means. If you think that's a joke, think again, dude. There are shops out there that will not let a technician work on their own car without paying labor. That's how fucking greedy these fucking slave driving fucks are. Then it says health insurance. Then the pay, 60 to 90 per year. This has got to be the worst job ad I ever fucking read. Let's see what else I got. Automotive, here's another one. Automotive technician, good pay, family-owned shop, no weekends. This one's in Kansas again. Here we go. Full job description. Automotive technicians, tired of grinding away as a number in a shop that doesn't care about you or your family. Do you love staying busy and having the chance to work on a wide variety of vehicles? Beer! Do you feel like your boss is constantly trying to micromanage you or get one over on you? Yeah. We have a solution for you. At Blank Repair, we do things differently. Since we first opened our doors over 21 years ago, we have excelled in the automotive field by having the best staff, great facility, and fantastic customers. We have a great family atmosphere and very low employee turnover. Because we hire the best, train the best, and keep the best. I like it. I like it so far. But don't take our word for it. Let us prove it to you. Here's what we promise our techs. That's in bold letters. Good pay and benefits. We offer a pay plan that includes excellent pay up to 120 per year plus, with production-based bonuses, so when the shop does better, you do better. We also offer an IRA with 3% company match and paid training. Work-life balance, family first. We believe that people need their time to recharge, and we're committed to supporting your dreams inside and outside the shop. We offer paid vacations, paid holidays, 5-day work week, no weekends. You can spend time with your... You could spend time with the ones you love and do more things you... And I fucked everything up. Do more things you want, I guess. Is there more? Oh, here it is. Do more things you love to do. We will keep you busy. We're a well-established, thriving business with year-round marketing campaigns. We offer job security, plenty of work, so you can stay busy and kick butt. You will learn something new every day. There's lots of variety and cars to work on, blah, blah, blah. You will be valued and appreciated, respected, open-door policy. We are an independent family-owned operated shop. Decision makers are on-site. We listen to your ideas and feedback. Our goal is for employees to be able to pursue their hopes and dreams and have a happy life. There's a lot of pessimism in... I got that blocked out. I don't know why. We will help you become more valuable. We invest in you. I'm not going to keep reading all this shit. This is a tech-owned shop. You will have a competent boss who is a certified master technician with 35 years experience who can give you the support you need and remove obstacles so you can do your best work. You will always know where you stand. We have a clear workflow process that provides structure, systems, and procedures. No playing favorites by feeding gravy work to a few pet techs like the dealers.
Oh! Oh! Ow! Got 'em!
Everything is accessible, transparent, and above board. No micromanagers. I like that last one. You know, this job ad, this one won, dude. Not even done. No micromanagers. We will let you know what we need from you, and we will let you do it. Here's how we treat our customers. It's not about the money. Yeah, it is. Come on, let's be real, dude. It's about the money, or else you wouldn't have a fucking business. But it's not about the money. We are in the game for long-term customers. All right! We still have customers from our first year in operation over 21 years ago. When we say we do right by the customer, we mean it, motherfucker! Over 184 Google reviews with a 4.7-star average rating. That's good, man. Check out our... Sorry. Check out our 5-star reviews. We've been in the business of creating happy customers for over 21 years, but don't take our word for it. Hey, dude. About, I'm going to say the name, Joco Auto Repair. I said the name because I like it. Just like my grandfather's shop where I grew up, when you choose to work here, you become a member of our family, all right? We are constantly looking for ways to improve our service. We're not perfect. No one is. But if there's a problem, we will fix it. That's from the owner and ASE master technician. His name is, I'm not going to tell you his name. Joco Auto Repair is the name, is the company, the shop. Oh my God, there's still more. They're currently looking for an experienced automotive technician with a great attitude who takes pride in their work. We're looking for a solid tech with a minimum of 5 years experience who's willing to grow. And when you join our family, you will be valued, respected, and well compensated for your knowledge and skills. If you are a self-starter who can work independently and you're ready to check out a new opportunity, get in touch. We'll look forward to speaking with you. Joco Auto Repair in Kansas. I like that one, dude. I don't know who this place is. It also says, not sure if you want to commit, don't have a resume, or just have a quick question, send them a text, dude. Send them a text. I'm not giving you his number. That's an independent shop in Kansas. This fucking job ad is far superior than the multi-million dollar company that I've read previously. That alone shows you that this is a shop that might actually give a shit about you. This guy, the owner, probably wrote this himself. They put a shitload of hashtags at the end. I don't know why. I don't think that shit works on Indeed, but I don't know. I could be wrong. Paid training. The dealerships do that also, but neglected to mention that on that previous one. Benefits. I mean, they even talked about their Google reviews. Dealerships don't talk about those unless they got a hit, a bad Google review. Then they beg the employees to write good reviews to push the bad ones down. And then they say, whoever gets the most gets $100. Whoever does the most reviews gets $100. Tell me I'm lying, dude. It's the fucking truth. So what? Out of the dealership job ad, or this one, as a mechanic living in Kansas for some reason, even though I have a shitload of listeners that live in Kansas, that's why I chose Kansas and the other fucking states, Colorado. If you were looking for a job, which one would you choose? The dealership one that I read before this, or this independent shop? I'd choose the independent shop, 100%, dude. Even though I have no interest in working on multiple different brands, I honestly feel like I'd make the jump from what I do now to work at that specific shop, honestly. Now, of course, I would have to go there, interview, check out the place, see what it looks like, see if it'd be a good place to hide from fucking tornadoes and shit. Oh, you guys gotta worry about fucking tornadoes, man. Fuck that. But just the ad alone, I would literally get in my car and drive over there and have an interview. For sure, 100%. I said the name of the shop. If you decide to go there, no, they did not advertise on this podcast. I'm just reading random shit on here. And I found that one and it stuck out to me. So don't hold it against me if you go there and you don't like it or whatever. I'm just saying. That was a free advertisement for them because they wrote a good fucking job ad. Johnson County Automotive. That's the name of the place. I think they have a great job ad. Sounds great. Hopefully they mean it. If you go check them out or contact them, tell them where you heard it, dude. Flat Rate Tech Podcast. All right. I'm already bored, dude. No more free advertising. Let's talk about why it's important to be honest on your job ad. They all sound the same. Just about. Besides the last one I just read. I like that one. But the other ones sound... It sounded like they all went on some Facebook group and came together with a new slogan. Unlimited hours. Tired of being just a number? Want a boat like your boss has? It's all shit like that. And that's not going to work. The Johnson County Automotive did it right. It's genuine. Sounds like they actually fucking mean it. The dealership ad is basically saying you're going to be a number. And a number slave. This is what we want you to do. Do it. That's basically what their job ads say. Unlimited hours is a fucking lie. And when they say that in the interview, just get up and fucking walk out. Because now, they're not only lying to you on the internet, they just lied to your face too. Like I said before, if they say that, then say you want a guarantee. Then they'll say you don't need that. Then say, well, if you're so confident in saying the fact that there's unlimited hours, why not just give me a guarantee 40? So I can be confident in making this huge change in my life. But they won't do it. You know, I want to say so much more. I really do. But I'm going to hold off for now. I'll probably edit that out. By the way, my side quest is going pretty good so far. I talked to the right people and was told my idea should have any pushback from anybody. Baseball. Do it for the kids, right? Sacrifice your time. For the kids. Make a fucking difference. Fight the fucking system. Do what's right. I wish I had as much motivation as I do to fight for the kids in baseball as I do for this industry. But I tried, not too hard, not gonna lie, but I tried in this industry to help people, and I have for sure, I know this. But this industry has just fucking beat me down, man, for 24 years, beat my ass. It's probably been beating your ass, too. I can't fight this fight alone, dude. Need your help. I got other fights going on. I'm fighting fucking systems, dude, for real. Big-time systems. I need some fucking help. At least you can do is hit me up with some fucking topics for the podcast. Email me, dude. I missed last week. Last week was a, I was involved in a fucking big time, incident. Let's go with that. And, it took my mind completely off of this fucking podcast. And that is another, that's the biggest fucking fight I'm about to fight. And I'm not fucking happy about it. And I can't really talk much about it, but it's a fucking fight, dude. I'm sure you guys been through it before. Maybe when it's all done and cleared, I can fucking talk about it, but right now I can't. I doubt some of you have been through it, but we'll see. Email me some shit going on in your shop so I can fucking rant about it. Then I don't have to do any thinking. I'm fighting for you, dude. I'm fighting for us. But I do it for you guys out there in the shit, you know? Going through the same shit I've been through. I'm telling you how it fucking is and why. I'm saying what needs to be fucking said so you don't have to. Or because you can't. Risking my ass. My income. 24 fucking years I spent busting my ass for what, dude? This ungrateful fucking industry. You know? A paycheck? A fucking paycheck. It's more than a fucking paycheck after 24 years. Spending 24 years of your life in one industry, figuring out it's all just a fucking game. It's all it is. It's a fucking game of numbers. All of it. Fucking game. So the person above you can make themselves look better and keep their fucking job. That's it. Fucking tired of it, dude. All of it. Then selling out some fucking bullshit ass startup company that sells parts or some fucking bullshit. Fuck that. Everybody's in everything for themselves. That's it. Pay attention, dude. You'll see it. It's so fucking obvious. I shouldn't even edit any of this shit either. I'm tired of hard-working, dedicated motherfuckers in any industry getting fucked over because of a system, dude. Tired of it. You know what else is fucking stupid? Calling customers clients. That's the problem these days, dude. Shop owners act like they're fucking lawyers, trying to be above everybody. You own a fucking automotive repair shop. Stop acting like you own a fucking law office or some important person that people care about. You guys have your heads so far up your asses, you fucking roll down the street, dude. Technicians got their heads so far up their fucking asses, too. I've said it every fucking episode. The more you know, the less you make. Shops push for all this training and then complain they can't find technicians. Think about it. You trained all these techs. All these shops turn these technicians into master certified technicians, pay them top dollar, then give them bullshit work that doesn't pay. Then they quit because they ain't making any fucking money. Then the shop needs technicians and can't find any. You know what? If you're a master tech, listen, dude. If you're a master tech for Toyota or any other brand and you're getting paid top dollar, but you're getting all the shit work, making no hours while everybody else is crushing hours. Yeah, they make less per hour, but they make more hours and they end up making more than you at the end of the year because you get the bullshit. This is what you can do. Quit. Quit and go to Chevy. Go to Ford, vice versa. It's all nuts and bolts. You got the experience to get paid top dollar. Might be just under the current master techs. Hell, you might even get paid more than they get. Then, when they want to send you to training, tell them you can't go. Make up any excuse you can think of, dude. Don't go to training. You don't fucking need it. You already know how to fix a fucking car. Because once you go, and you get that master level fucking technician certification, you're going to get the shit work again. You'll be in the same boat you fucking left. I promise you that. Okay? Probably going to edit all that out. But I got it off my chest. So, guys got any topics, comments? I got a bunch of emails. I haven't written a lot of you guys back. I just, like I said, I got too much shit going on. Topics, comments, whatever. flatratetechpodcast@gmail.com. Follow the Facebook page. Instagram. You want to see technicians' pay rates, real shit, without entering all your information and them trying to fucking take your email address and send it around and try to get clicks and numbers and links. And go to flatratetechpodcast.weebly.com. You can check out pay rates on there. I got some more to add. I haven't had a chance to add them, but I will add them next week or this week, whenever this fucking comes out. If it comes out. That's all I got. Rate and review. Blah, 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 blah. Rate and review if you want. All right. Have a good week. Make some bags. Quit your shop if you want to. Doesn't matter to me. I will hopefully catch you guys next week. Later.